welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. Welcome to today's podcast. Really excited to have a special guest on for you today, a fellow entrepreneur, Reem Khatib, who is a web designer. And I'm just really excited to chat to her about mindfulness Pilates for entrepreneurs. Prevention is better than cure. And I seem to for the last, couple of years, been teaching more and more, particularly female entrepreneurs, helping them not just with their backs. I'm getting more and more who are injury free, or I've helped them get into what I call the injury free zone, which is where you want to be. You want to, be living your life, your work in the most, and your lifestyle in as much to the full as possible. I mean, I must say, I was chatting to one of my men's one-to-one clients today at the other end of the scale, and we were saying, how we used to play squash and that kind of, heavier sport. But, it doesn't matter, what we can, at different stages of our life as well, we can enjoy different, different hobbies, different activities, different sports, a different lifestyle, and still have a huge, gratitude for being able to do that. And I think the thing I love, what a lot of women are finding by doing the mindfulness Pilates for entrepreneurs is, yes, you get your core stability, you get your toning, you get your flexibility, but it does also prevent injury. And, adding in the mindset and the meditation and the positive affirmations, and adding in for you the visualization and goal setting, and the 1 minute journaling, it's a powerful combination of personal development. But anyway, let's see what Reem has to say about this. She's got some really, really wise words of wisdom for you as an entrepreneur, and how you can look after yourself with self-care. So let's delve into the interview right now. Okay, so big welcome to today's podcast. We're talking about Pilates and exercise for entrepreneurs. It's really beautiful to have Reem on the podcast today, who is a web designer. So thank you so much, Reem, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Bev.
That's all right. So what inspired you to try Pilates? Because you haven't got any injuries or anything, have you?
Well, I believe in prevention being the best medicine, really. And we know that sitting for long hours is bad for us. And you know that you have to take a break every hour. Do I do it? No, because when I'm in the zone designing, I'm not going to stop to do exercises and get back into it. It's very disruptive. So I thought, okay, if I can't really do that, I need to do something else. And this is where I decided to take courses with you, because if I strengthen even now, although I don't stop every hour, but I do have a band next to me. And every once in a while, I take that band, think of you, and do a couple of stretches. So yeah. Hopefully it'll get into my routine at one point.
Well, it sounds like it is already. That sounds like you're obviously doing a whole hour a week now, and you're actually starting to, were you stretching before you started your mindfulness Pilates much?
No, Bev, not at all. I would stretch only when a little, not pain, but you get stiff. And I think this is my body saying, okay, you know what? No, you stress, you have to stretch, or I'm having a tantrum, and I would stretch then. But the idea is, why wait till that point? Why not anticipate and give it some TLC before it starts yelling and shouting at you and not being happy? Yeah. And that's what I think you teach, although yes, it's just that 1 hour, but there's more to what you teach than that hour that stays with you for longer. And it's those little mental memos that you send out that are so helpful. And I'm starting, I haven't done my 6 minutes, but they're on times that I need to get, I need to find a way to incorporate it within my workflow at one point. But I do take once in a while little stretches, have the band next to me, and think of you going, oh, yes, the neck. Oh, yes, she said about this. I need to do that. So yeah. Very useful.
Yeah, that's really good. And we did one, I mean, obviously most of the session, you're moving, you're exercising, you're stretching, you're strengthening your core stability, strengthening your back, strengthening your whole body. But also we add in the personal development aspect, like 1 minute journaling. And it's a bit like when we're on our iPhone, our neck position doesn't go so good and things like that. So it's all those little reminders of getting your neck back straight after being stuck on your iPhone or your a computer screen for too long, and getting, having a little stretch or getting yourself back in position, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know what, we cannot fight how society is evolving. We are evolving with our smartphone. They're there. We can't just ignore them, say, you know what, I'm not gonna, we're doing it. So let's find a way to live with that, where our bodies are happy, but we're not disconnecting from the things that connect us to today's life. And I know you repeat yourself, and I think you should, I feel sorry for you to have to keep saying the same thing, but it's so important, because it does take more than once of saying it and saying it and saying it, until it gets ingrained into me, my, you know, little bells going, you know what, I need to stretch. You know what, I need to stop. But that takes time for me to get there, but it means a lot of repetitions from you, which I'm really thankful for.
That's all right. And how you just literally, you're literally hot out of your class. So how are you finding your class? How do you feel after it? And how is it helping in your body?
I mean, what I love about your classes, and that's when, you know, I tell people, I said, it doesn't matter what level you're in. I feel like I'm having my one-to-one with you without paying the price of a one-to-one.
Session. Good.
It is, because you're very good at keeping track of everyone and knowing what levels they're on and pushing them. And sometimes we do need a little bit of push, because we kind of want to stay in our comfort zone and say, you know what, this is too hard, I think I'll stay at that level. And you're like, no, you can do it, come on, push, you know. And that's amazing, and that's what I love about your classes. I've never been into mindfulness. I've always heard about it, always tried. But then it just irritated me and frustrated me, because when I'm trying to quieten my inner turmoil, it just gets louder. And then there's this conflict between me needing to listen to it and then me needing to shut it. And then, but the way you do it is, it just flows really nicely. It's without any effort, without really putting any kind of mindfulness into the mindfulness, if you know what I mean, you know, because for some reason it never worked with me. And I feel I'm getting to understand what it is and the benefits of it. And I feel it more coming out of the class, so much more. So I don't know what magic you do, but it works.
I think part of it, you're doing really well with it, because you really said you just couldn't meditate or anything before. And I think the secret personally is, it's A, Pilates is very mindful, and you're breathing and you're concentrating so much anyway. So it gives you that immediate, that benefit is just immediate. And you're not even trying to do it. And then I think the secret as well is like learning how to do 30-second ones, 1 minute ones, 5 minute ones. And it's like, oh my God, I can do this. And actually, I don't always have to switch off my mind. I can actually think about a goal while I'm stretching, or so. Yeah, it can be so many angles to it as well.
But it's also your affirmations, and you're giving, it's like having a conversation without a topic. You know, some people are very good at that. They can start, you know, talking about things and one thing, but sometimes you need some sort of, you know, we're going to talk about this, or we're going to, you know, like a life drawing class, you need a subject in order to, for me, I need a subject for me to be able to, you know, get creative juices out of it. And I think that's what you provide with your affirmations, with your, you know, the one thing. And that at least it gives me a path that I can, okay, I can look into that. And it's not an open-ended kind of, you know, reach for the whatever. So, and that's what works for me.
Yeah, it's really good. Today's affirmation was have a lie down. And it's like, right, everyone, we're not doing the standing bit now, we're having a lie down.
Maybe you should put that card away for the next class.
No, but sometimes people need that. There's a reason they need it. They've either had a really heavy week, high stress, or with one client, their posture is, I'm not talking particularly about your class today, but There was obviously a reason somebody in the class needed to have a lie down earlier than halfway through, but you know, somebody turned up with really bad posture, but by doing the lying down bit, the posture really settled beautifully then for the standing bit. So there can be many angles to why somebody might need to lie down. So thanks, Reem, so much for sharing a bit about your journey so far. And what would you say, Fit? Because obviously you're an entrepreneur, you're a web designer. I absolutely love teaching entrepreneurs. What would you say, one last thing, parting word for fellow entrepreneurs? We love you, by the way.
You know what? I think there's a choice to be made about priorities. And the priority could be, yes, your business, and it's important. But there's also you and your health. Without you and your health physical, but also mental health, without that, there's no business. So you need to take care of that first and address that first before you can even, you know, think about your business, because it's just not going to grow and develop if you're not in a good place physically and mentally. And I really believe in prevention. And like I said, now with Zoom, it's just so easy to do because everything's there. You don't have to travel to a studio, which can, for me, it was, if I have to travel somewhere to do my class, I know I'm not going to do it. It's just going to take up too much of my time going there, you know, coming back, taking a shower. That's 2 hours gone. I can't afford 2 hours. So now there are, you know, there's you, that studio, online studio Pilates that comes to me almost as a one-to-one. I mean, a no-brainer for any entrepreneur to put themselves first. And the business will follow. If you have more energy, if you're healthy, if you're in a good place, your business is, you know, it's 10 times better.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Reem, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Bev, in your class and on your podcast.
Lots of love. So thank you for that, Reem. So let's now delve in for you, the listener. This is for you. I really hope you got some pearls of wisdom from the chat today with Reem, but it's now time for you to get join in with the gorgeous 1 minute relaxation. This is the number 10 relaxation meditation, which you can enjoy anytime you like, actually, sitting, standing, or lying down. But I always think the biggest treat is to have a lie down, but you choose and join in when you're ready. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing, or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. Into your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy, happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. So I really hope you enjoyed today's chat with Reem, and that's given you some pearls of wisdom to help you in your life, your work. Perhaps you are an entrepreneur, perhaps not, but most people do work, and whatever that work is, this can enrich your life and your work. It's quite amazing. I hope you enjoyed that little relax. It doesn't have to take very long to switch off and recharge your battery. So I hope we've done this a few times, this meditation this year, but repetition and practice is the key. So I thought I'd treat you to this one again today. Really look forward to seeing you on next week's podcast. Keep enjoying, keep listening, keep subscribing, sharing with your friends, and keep the reviews coming in. That would be a lovely thank you to receive from you. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. And yeah, maybe I will see you at the Mindfulness Pilates membership. The before work classes are starting to fill up, and as soon as this one's full, I will be starting the next one. But you can always do the one-to-one taster or the class taster session before coming along to the membership. Or if you're needing that extra TLC, that extra tender loving care for your back, of course, there's always the one-to-one programs for you. Have a beautiful week. Have a lie down if you need to. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.